Hello, everyone. Once again, we have a little bit of a scheduling issue, but we are not at a pre-recorded show today. We are actually live. Again, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and this is, like I said, a new Discolly episode. It is September 20th, 2024, 11 in the morning. Welcome back, everyone. I want to say I'm very excited for today's episode because we got a lot of cool things lined up. I've been kind of hinting at it on social media, as well as all over, like wherever I can, just kind of, you know, promoting today's episode, because we have, not only do we have our regular Artist of the Week and Discovered Artist of the Week, but we also have a giveaway. I've never actually done a giveaway before on air, so it's going to be really exciting to, you know, get that sorted and see who does end up winning the tickets that we're giving away today. But before I do get into it, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Guys, we are back at Discolly. If you are new to the show and you don't know how it works or what the general idea is of the show run through, basically for about half, I think today's episode might be a little bit different because we do have the giveaway and a live interview, guys. I will have to like move around the timing, but for about half of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist, an artist that most people know. Actually, this person in particular, I feel like maybe not a lot of people know, but we talk about a pretty mainstream artist. We talk about their discography, their genres, their music. We go through an album of theirs, and then we talk about their track list. We talk about the, you know, the like the overall vibe and aesthetic that it gave and that it was like provided to the audience. And then after that, I think for today in specific, but usually for the rest of the half of the show, we have our Discovered Artist of the Week, which is when we quote unquote discover someone. We talk about their music, someone a little bit more underground, and we talk about like who they are, what they do, where they're from. And usually I like to keep those Canadian. But today we're going to have a bit of a switch. Today, the mainstream artist is going to be Canadian, and then the discovered artist is going to be American. So that's exciting. I feel like I should just get into it and just tell you guys what I have lined up today. So today we're going to be doing Charlotte Cardin as the mainstream artist. If you don't know who she is a Montreal-based singer from Canada who just recently won Billboard's Canadian Woman of the Year, which is crazy because like she's not exactly like super known, I think, internationally, but I think Canadian wise she's really getting her name out there, and that's always super exciting to see new artists, you know, rise up into this generation's music, because everyone has their own art style as well. Like everyone can bring all these different forms of music, and it's just so exciting for new music to be coming up, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about first. And then after that, I am bringing back Glitter Fox, guys. Glitter Fox was on our show. When was it? I want to say maybe May or April of this past year. We had a quick interview with them. They came to Vancouver to have a concert. And yet again, they are back in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret for another show. So it's going to be super exciting. We're going to have them for a bit. We're going to just kind of talk to them, see what they're up to now and see what's new with them. And then later on, we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets, so two tickets, to their upcoming show this Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret for free. The first caller to call us at the CITR call-in number, which I'll repeat later, will be the winner of those tickets. So that's going to be super, super fun. But without further ado, let's get started with the artist of the week, Charlotte Cardin. She was born November 9th, 1994, so that makes her 29 years old in Montreal, Quebec. And like I said, she's a Canadian singer-songwriter. She dabbles in pop, electro, and jazz. Like, it's a bit, it's more like pop, but I think she has a lot of like electro and jazz influences in her music. She definitely has sometimes some songs that you're just like, oh, I could hear that at a club, which is like kind of like electro. But then there's other songs where you're like, oh, I can definitely hear this at a jazz club, which is not exactly jazz. It's just more of a slower tempoed song. So you're just like, oh, okay, like I see the vibe kind of thing. She is loved at the Juno Awards. And I don't mean this lightheartedly. She received 14 nominations and has won Artist of the Year, Breakthrough Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. They don't call it Song of the Year, they call it Single of the Year, but like Song of the Year. And like I said, Album of the Year. She's currently signed to both Cult Nation and Atlantic Records. Cult Nation is a record label company in Quebec, so I'm guessing that's probably her original record label. And then she's also signed to Atlantic Records, which I'm guessing is more like of an international thing to kind of get her name more out there. I know sometimes artists can have two record labels in order to reach a bigger demographic, so it does make sense. She currently has two studio albums, the first one being Phoenix, which was her debut album, and then the second one being 99 Nights, which if you could take a little cheeky guess, we will be doing at 99 Nights today for the album of the week. She also recently, like I said, she won Woman of the Year at the Canadian Billboard Awards. And I think that was honestly very monumental for her. It really helps get her name out there because, I mean, you end up being on like cover to cover of magazines and this and this and that. And honestly, it's such a privilege to receive that award and be the face of Canadian Woman for the Year. So congratulations to Charlotte Cardin. I'll get into later because I do have this actually came up a bit of a coincidence, but I'll get into it later. But I actually saw Charlotte Cardin, give or take less than a month ago, if not around a month ago. She came to Vancouver for the Peony Summer Nights Concerts, I think what it's called, Summer Night Concerts, I think it's called. And it was just, she came for one night only, and my friend got us tickets, and it was so funny. I'll get into the story later, but it was a really, 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 really good concert. She ended up shocking me of how good she is live, especially with her type of vocal range. It's very like nasally, but also like high pitched, like alto. And she ends up doing exactly how she sounds in the studio. She does it exactly how she is live. It's incredible. It was honestly jaw-dropping because she would hit notes that I was like, whoa, like I would have, she probably warmed up for it, but like I would have had to take a couple tries to hit that note. But she was great. We'll get into it a little bit later. But I do want to introduce the album 99 Nights. It was released August 23rd of 2023, so about a year ago. And it's under the pop genre and it has a total of 12 tracks, which we'll run through the track list. And there's four singles off of the album, such as Confetti, Looping, 99 Nights, and Jim Carrey. And this album actually reached the Canadian Billboard charts at number 3. So, like I said, I feel like she's kind of known, her music's kind of known, pretty much known. And some people may not know her because she kind of sings in like half French, half English, which actually you'll get to know from the first song that I want to play. But I love her music. I can't exactly remember how I got into her originally. Oh, I totally do. And I'll totally tell you that story later. But to get us started and to get a bit of an introduction of who Charlotte Cardin is, I'm going to be playing the first song of today. It's called Enfer, which in French means hell. And it's featuring Skyfall. So you're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is Charlotte Cardin with Enfer.
Shouldn't be vibrating emotionally. I usually don't feel this way. You're talking to me and I don't process normally. When you're next to me, I want your body, don't worry. Yeah.
my thing out. Still ain't figure my love for you. I didn't know then and I still don't know now. I'm just onto my own route. Stepped out my emotions freely, I'm on mine. Even if it means you're unwell. Damage your heart if you can fix what you can't control. Vacate the door melt. Me last interest, not act like you can't tell. Not act like you can't tell.
Ooh, you're haunting me. You're haunting me.
Welcome back. And that was Enfer by Charlotte Cardin. You're listening to Discolly. Like I mentioned, she is bilingual. She grew up in Montreal, so that means she does know French. I mean, clearly. And she's honestly just like, she kind of has that Kali Uchis, if you know what I mean. That Kali Uchis ability to hop between English and French seamlessly and without it being awkward. And I mean that because a perfect example in the song is, I can't exactly remember the lyric that she specifically says, but I think she rhymes like to be with dans mon lit, which means like in my bed. And so that's what I mean by like seamless transition. She makes sure that the English word rhymes with the French word, which sometimes can be complicated between languages because sometimes like phonetically they're not exactly identical in the way they're pronounced. But she does a great job in actually making sure that it ends up working out. That was the second track off of 99 Nights, with the first one being Puppy, and then it has Enfer right after. Going down the list is Confetti. Confetti is arguably the most known song off of this album. So it's definitely, I think that's the one that charted the most. And then after that, we have Way Back, and then we have Jim Carrey. Now, Jim Carrey is a song that she actually explained to us why she ended up naming it Jim Carrey, because I feel like a lot of people know who Jim Carrey is. For those who don't know, Jim Carrey is a very famous actor, comedian, honestly everything. Like, he's just a very famous persona. He is very funny, mostly known for starring in Dumb and Dumber, and I think Dumb and Dumber 2, as well as like so many other movies. Like, he's just so well known. And Charlotte Cardin expressed in her concert that Jim Carrey is just someone who she really, really looks up to. I think there was a quote that she brought up of him that he said that really inspired her to live her life, not differently, but like to the max. And so that's why she ended up writing Jim Carrey as an homage, or like as kind of like a message to Jim Carrey. Like, I love you. You really mean a lot. And I want to marry you. But like not in like a sense of like actually marry him, but as in like I want to like marry like your whole character. Like, it's amazing. It's so fun. So we'll play that song. We'll come right back. We'll talk a little bit more about Charlotte Cardin and make our way into Glitter Fox, guys. Very excited. Listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Jim Carrey by Charlotte Cardin.
Personality.
right, everyone. That was Jim Carrey by Charlotte Caldin. There's something about that song that just makes me like so like, I feel like I wish I had like a live camera so you guys could like see me in the studio while I'm broadcasting, because sometimes I swear to God I'm going to break this chair just because I start moving around so much because I'm just vibing with the music and dancing around with it. But yeah, there's something about that song. It's definitely the upbeat and the fast tempo that it has that just, you know, gets me in a good mood. Like even I'm like even smiling, and it's just such a happy, happy, happy song. Something that I also wanted to touch upon is the fact that she layers her voices very well here. It kind of sounds like a crowd is singing with her, which is possible it actually is a crowd, or like she hired some type of backup singers to be part of the song. But it also kind of sounds like she just layered her voice at least 10 times to make it sound like a crowd is singing with her to like, goodbye, my worthless ego, right? So it's really cool that she did that because it's, I don't know, it kind of sounds like the voice is in her head. You know what I mean? But yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the record pressings. I really wish I actually owned this album on vinyl. I didn't really get into it until like after her concert because she just proved to me that she is like spectacular. Like I already knew she was good, but like when you fall in love with an artist is like when you see them live. But she originally released, I think, 5 different versions of the album on an LP. She has she first released in 2023 a steel blue LP, so it was a 1 LP, and then she released her deluxe on a 2 LP. I think they were both black. They're just gatefolds, which means that they open like a book, and they also had alternative covers on it. And then after that she released the ultra clear and she released a regular gatefold version in France. So hopefully I can get my hands on one of those sometime soon, maybe. But yeah, we shall see, hopefully. I'm so broke, though. If I'm being honest, I should not be buying more vinyls right now. But we will be getting into our next song by Charlotte Caldin, because I see that the time is approaching for Glitter Fox to come on, which is so, so, so exciting. But I want to play the first song I actually really, really liked by her. It's something more chill. It's not really on the super crazy, exciting part. But it's right after Jim Carrey on the track list. It's called How High. Yes, it is called How High. But actually, I've just decided I think I'm not actually going to play it. But How High was the first song I actually did fall in love with. I just want to talk about it a little bit. It's so chill. I'll play the beginning for you guys just so you guys can kind of get the vibe of it. But I remember I was sitting on the bus. I think for some reason I was taking the 33. And I just decided to like look through her songs because my friend had told me, hey, you should really like check out this album and see if you like it. And I was like, sure, why not? Sounds fun. And I ended up just liking this song in particular after Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey was just upbeat, but I was like, okay, like I'm not in love with it. But this song I did really, really like. Picking me up in your daddy's truck. I bet all my money, you're already fucked up. Every red light while we hooking up, I wonder how. How you gotta be for you to love me? Drunk you gotta be for you to care. Tonight you gave me something to remember. Although I know you weren't really there. I want to say that for me, it was the ba ba da ba da ba ba da ba that ended up me liking that song so much. It's just like super laid back, super chill, and just I think it might have been something that was situational where I was like in the bus, fully chill, fully relaxed, and I was like, this is exactly what I needed, which is why maybe Jim Carrey didn't hit as hard as I would have wanted it to back then. But yeah, so pardon the language off of that song, How High. It is explicit, but I did want to play it for you guys, the chorus, because I think that's the part that's like most fun off of the song. But yeah, so going down the track list, we have Somebody First, 99 Nights, which is the title track off of the album. And then we have Someone I Could Love. Someone I Could Love. I don't even want to give you guys like a little pre-description of that song, because that song is my jam. That song is my go-to. That song is just really, really well done. We'll play it, and then we'll come back, talk about it, and get ready for our interview. This is Someone I Could Love by Charlotte Caldin.
I heard you liked me in school, mate, but I forgot about you, babe. Just never thought you were cool, hey, what can I do? When did you get so cute, babe, operating so smoothly? Second looking right through me, out of the blue. Now just keep me dance with myself, baby, I don't need nobody else. But what's your sign, though?
Interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year? Then Freshy has you covered. Stop in today at Freshy on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshy on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshy. Eat. Energize.
Portland-based band Glitter Fox have always channeled their experiences as queer and neurodivergent artists into their Americana, grunge, and dance-infused indie rock. And you can hear it all in Vancouver on September 22nd at the Biltmore Cabaret. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com.
Singing to the radio down on the wayside, but I don't mind living low.
Thank you so much for that great introduction to Glitter Fox that we do have coming up very, very soon. But that was Charlotte Cardin with Someone I Could Love. Oh, that song is so good. I genuinely don't mean this like in a crazy way, but I'm so obsessed with that song. That song on a late night walk just hits so different. It just kind of gets me in my own little bubble. I don't know why. It's definitely the chorus. Like, I just want to dance. Actually, that's the pre-chorus. But the chorus, somewhere under the bridge when you're singing a song. the melody is just so catchy. I think that's what she did that was great. It was just such a catchy melody. Now, before we have Glitter Fox call in, I want to make sure I talk about the concert quickly because I did promise that I'll tell you that. But originally, I had gotten my friend Antonio to buy us the tickets, or actually, he offered to buy us the tickets for the concert. And I was busy that day, I remember, and he was going to buy them, and he just texted me. He's like, what do you want to sit? Like, I don't know where to go. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, you choose. Like, it's fine. And then he was like, okay, like, there's these front row ones, but they're gone. And I was like, okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter. It's okay. Just, like, anything under 100. And he was like, okay, bet. And then he buys the tickets, and then I just pay him, and then it's, like, whatever. But then after that, like, concert day comes up, and I was like, where are we seated? And he was like, oh, like, I don't know, actually. And he was like, all I know, it's the floor. And I was like, okay, like, where floor and whatever. It ended up being, like, second row of, like, the middle section, which kind of had me a bit, like, shook because I know Charlotte Caldé and I know her music and I vibe to her music. Did I memorize the lyrics? No. And I feel like those front seats should be reserved for the people who do. And it's not like it was a bad thing because I lived the absolute moment of my life. But there was so many times where she made eye contact with us. And I was just like, with my mouth closed, I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you sing that, not me. But it was a lot of fun. She ended up playing, if not all of the songs off of her album, which was so, so fun. And she actually ended up covering a song. And she was like, oh, like when she introduced it, she said, oh, I've been obsessed with this song recently. It's one that just came out this year. It's broken all of records. I love it so much. And I just thought I should cover it for you guys. And I was like, oh, she's totally going to play like Please, Please, Please or Taste by Sabrina Carpenter, something like that. And she started playing the piano because she's a pianist. And all I hear is the little like, it's fine. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I started to I looked at my friend Antonio and I just screamed in his face. I think we both just screamed at each other. But she ended up covering Good Luck, Babe by Chapel Roan. And if you don't know that song, please go listen to it. It is so good. There's a reason why it's so, so incredibly popular. But yeah, Chapel Roan's Good Luck, Babe was being covered by Charlotte Caldé, and she absolutely killed it. Like I said, her vocal range is really high, so she was able to reach those notes that Charlotte Caldé, that Chapel Roan can reach. And so they both kind of like matched each other's vibes so well that both of them can do the song very, very professionally and execute the vocals in a way where like your jaw just like kind of drops to the floor and then you like struggle to pick it up because you're just like, whoa, I'm actually in shock that you did that. Unfortunately, though, she did not play the bridge, which is arguably maybe the best part of the song. But she played the chorus, the pre-chorus, the everything. It was so good. I was in shock. And then she also didn't sell out the entire Coliseum, which is what she was playing, the Pacific Coliseum. So she asked for everyone on the stands to come on the floor. So she basically got everyone to like upgrade their seats for free. She was like, I want to be close to you guys. I want it to be intimate. So I want you guys to be close. So what ended up being my second row seat ended up being kind of like a pit area, which was kind of weird. But the good thing is that I ended up being in the pit because like I'm going to be in the pit, which is great. So that was really fun. But yeah, that basically sums up Charlotte Caldé. Oh, I did have one more story while we wait. But yes, so I got to know Charlotte Caldé at Oshiega in 2023. The reason because is that originally Ayana Kamura, who is also a francophone singer, she was originally supposed to be a supporting act for one of the days at Oshiega, but she ended up having to pull out. And so, yeah, so she ended up taking over Ayana Kamura. Anyway, quick little, done with that story, because we have actually Glitter Fox coming in with us right now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me perfectly?
Yeah,
totally.
Awesome. Well, welcome back, you guys, to Discali. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to do a little call-in catch-up, I guess, interview. Super excited to have you guys on and so excited that we were able to organize this for you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us back.
Awesome. So I just kind of wanted to like catch up a little bit and see where you guys are at. I know you guys are coming to Vancouver in 2 days, which is so exciting. So I know that you guys were a little bit on tour last time I talked to you guys, but I can see here that you guys still have like a couple upcoming shows. Like, I think you were hitting Spokane on the 24th and then Boise, I think that's how you pronounce it, on the 25th. So how long are you guys like touring for? Like, is that coming to an end soon or is this like only the beginning?
We've pretty much been touring all summer and, you know, sometimes we leave for, you know, 3.5 weeks and then we get home, or, you know, sometimes it'd be like a week long tour or sometimes just a few shows over the weekend. So we've definitely been on the go all summer. So this is our last run of shows before we take a little break. So yeah, we have shows, we have some Pacific Northwest shows. Yeah. Boise, Trout Lake, Washington. We're playing Sisters Folk Fest, in Sisters, Oregon. Mm-hmm. So that's one we're real excited about. And of course, coming back to the Biltmore Cabaret, which is such a cool venue. We loved playing there last time. And then we actually have our own festival here in Portland, mm-hmm. called Glitter Fest. And we're going to be playing that in October. And then after Glitterfest, we do get, you know, we get a break.
A little bit of a break, finally. Yeah. We're pretty tired.
Yeah, that's so fair. I can imagine. Yeah, I was following you guys on Instagram and just kind of seeing where you guys were going around. And I know that summer usually includes going around and playing like a bunch of festivals. I'm guessing that you guys were hitting a couple during the summer. Is there anything that you guys love about festivals in particular? Any like vibe? Is it the crowd? Is it something about the energy? Or is it just that, you know, everyone's here to see so many different types of music and just being able to show your own art? Like, how does that make you guys feel as a band?
Well, I will say, for me, this is Lange, going to festivals, it's like, that's where you find the music fans, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, everyone that's going there is like so hungry to like find their new favorite band, mm-hmm. you know? And so, yeah, I just really love that energy, you know, of like people are really there for the music and they're there to like listen, you know?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And kind of talking about, I know you mentioned Glitter Fox 6. So how did you guys get that started? Is this something that you guys have been like brewing for a couple of like months now, I'm guessing? Because I'm sure it's like a big event organization that you guys are setting up. But I know you guys have a couple other artists. I think you have Ilabamba, Presidio, and then DJ Escubai, I think, going. And then you guys have some more for Saturday. What was the idea behind Glitterfest?
So the first Glitter Fest was back in 2019, and it actually, so Solange and I got married and our wedding ceremony was private. And then our reception, we actually opened up to the public and we sold tickets and we had a music festival and we had 10 or 11 bands on two different stages. And it was this extravaganza. And, because basically we couldn't afford a wedding, so we had to make our own music festival to be able to have a wedding. And then we've just kind of kept it going through the years, and this will be our sixth one. And it's just fun. Yeah, we like bring all of our friends in. A lot of our friends come and perform, and a lot of our artist friends just come in and help us make it happen. And so it's really like our community kind of coming together to pull this thing off. But last year we had almost like 700 people. So
wow.
This year we decided to spread it out to 2 days. And it's at this really beautiful outdoor venue in Portland. So yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's definitely a labor of love and a really good party for all of our friends and all the people who like Glitter Fox.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially when like this event stems from, you know, I mean, your marriage and the love, it just like, you know, it's just something that you want to continue and definitely show off to the world, because music is your art and music is your love. And I totally understand that. And honestly, I wish I could go. It sounds like so, so much fun. And I know Portland is, I think, your guys' hometown. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely being there with the people that, like, you know, surround your environment and just being, like, back home sounds like an absolute blast. Super, super exciting. I always say this to the listeners of Discali, is that something I love to do is talk about vinyl record pressings. I have a bit of a collection myself, and I know and I realized that you guys have released your first vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, and it's really pretty. It's on, like, it's an orange vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So really exciting. It just, like, looks really, like, retro when you pull it out of the package. But, yeah, it's pretty exciting. We, like, finally got to listen to it as well when we were on a little show run with the band. There was, like, a really nice record player at this place we were staying. We finally got to listen to it because our record player is not working right now. Mm. It's so sad. We went to go listen to all of our test pressings, and then we realized, we're like, what's going on? And we realized there's something wrong with our belt, and it's playing the record back just slightly fast. So it makes you sound just a little bit like a chipmunk.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've had to deal with my record player in so many different ways where I'm just like, I don't know what's wrong. And then I just decided, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get a new one. Yeah, like, I'm noticing the track listing off of the LP. So this isn't exactly an album, right? It's more like of a collection or a compilation of songs that you guys, you know, are proud of exactly. Now, I know it mentions a couple live tracks. So is there, like, live music on the LP?
Yeah. So basically, the LP is the 7 singles that we put out with Kill Rock Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much last year is when those all came out. So yeah, our 7 Kill Rock Stars singles, and then plus 4 tracks that are live from when we played our first show at Mississippi Studios, which is this really cool venue in Portland. It's a place I'd always dreamed of playing, and so it was really cool the first time we ever played there. It was a sold-out show, and we had Jenny Conley from the Decemberists with us on keys, and we brought a bunch of friends up to play with us. So we got the tracks from that show and mixed 4 of them, and so we've included those on the vinyl as well. They're really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually going to ask you guys just because I recently kind of loved and really got into this song, but I can't pronounce it for the life of me. And I'm sure you guys know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, Shavadoran Heriotion?
Shavadoran Heriotion, yeah.
Okay, I'm not even going to try.
It took me a second to be able to pronounce it as well. It's like really, they're 2 really long words.
They're so long. Like I remember I was on the bus and I was like Zalbadoran or something, and I was just like, that's so wrong. But correct, I've never seen this language before, so could you give us a bit of context on that song?
So I'm Basque, I grew up like really close to the culture with you know, like, we would go to the Basque club. There's like a Basque club in Bakersfield, and it has a pretty good sized membership. And, you know, all of the kids like will learn dances and perform them at the Basque festival every summer. And I went to like Basque music camp, and I would sing in my dad's band. My dad was in this Basque band. And like some of my first times singing in front of people, it was in Basque.
Hmm.
So for me, it feels like really nostalgic to be able to sing in Basque.
Right.
And it also just kind of feels like, I've said this before, but like I feel like my voice sounds like right in
right.
Basque.
Right. Yeah. No, I was going to say your voice in that song is so beautiful. I absolutely love the song, and I fell in love with it even more when I saw how well your voice complemented with the language as well as the beat of the song. The layering that you have done in it honestly kind of reminded me a lot about ABBA. It was my first
yes.
my first thought. I was like, oh my God, like this is kind of like, it feels like ABBA, and I was immediately hooked to it. And I actually want to later play that song before I do log off today. But yeah, like I was going to ask, like, is that a song that you guys wrote? Is it a song that you covered?
Yes, it's a cover. It's written by this man. His name was Xabier Lete, and he wrote this song about, it's a song about a singer,
mm-hmm.
An old, they were called Belchulates, and they were these Basque singers, and they would kind of like, they would get a topic, and then they would like do like a freestyle song, in obviously in Basque. And so this was a song about an old Basque singer who was like well loved, and
right.
His name is Shep.
Wow.
So the song is him.
Well, that's super interesting. I'm definitely gonna have to look into like Basque culture as well as like the Basque regions later. I feel like I'm very, very intrigued now in knowing all of this. But that's super exciting. So is there anything you guys are looking forward to being back in Vancouver? I know you guys were, like I mentioned, in Vancouver, I think maybe, I don't remember. It might've been like April or May when we last spoke.
Yeah.
How do you guys like the crowd? Are you guys excited to be back? I know you mentioned the Biltmore Cabaret is a great venue. I also love it myself. Is there anything you guys are looking forward to exactly in being with this crowd? Or do y'all have specific music that might be played, surprises like in a pocket that you guys are excited to do?
Yeah, we have some new songs that we're going to be playing. We're getting ready. We've started recording to release a full-length album next year. So we started recording like a week ago. And so we'll play some new songs that we just recorded. So that's exciting. And also just, yeah, the Vancouver crowd was just awesome. Everyone was just really kind, and we had a really good time playing for them. They were really receptive and really stoked, and everyone at the Biltmore Cabaret was so cool to work with. So yeah, it's just a great venue, and we love playing in Vancouver. We're so excited to come back.
That's amazing. I really appreciate you guys coming on here to talk a little bit more and give us a bit of an update on how the band is doing. I am talking to Solange and Andrea, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Sounds good. I really appreciate y'all coming on and talking. We are having a little giveaway soon to give away some tickets to your concert at the Biltmore Cabaret. We have organized that today. So I will have to get to that right now and make sure we have our first caller call in and hopefully give some tickets away. I really appreciate y'all taking the time to come on today, give us a bit more insight. Very excited to have Vancouver, you know, get this new music that you guys are putting out. And I can't wait to just see you guys grow so much more and listen to your music, since I am very much falling in love with it. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great time. Thank you so much again for coming, and I hope to see you guys very soon.
Yay, thanks so much.
So good to talk to you again.
Yeah, of course. All right. Take care.
Take care. Okay.
Bye. Perfect. That was Glitter Fox, everyone. That was, I love talking to them. It's so much fun. So now I want to get to play one of their songs, which is, God help me, I'm not even going to try. I'm honestly not even going to try. But the song that is in Basque by Glitter Fox, covered by Solange with their beautiful voice. We'll listen to that. We'll come back and we'll do the giveaway. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Araskidi bat base Orotan bihotz bera Poesiaren egoek Sentimendutzko bertsoek Antsadalen zuten da Platzetako kantare Da desjosia itzen lioa iruten barnean irauten itzezik kasia ikasia
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Discali, the last 9 minutes on CATR 101.9 FM. That was Glitter Fox with Salvadoren Heriotzean. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm trying my best. But now is your time. We are accepting calls for the ticket giveaway for Glitter Fox. If you want to try and win these tickets, please make sure to call 604-822-2487. Again, that's 604-822-2487 if you want to have a chance to win those Glitter Fox tickets right now. While we wait for a caller to call in to see if they want to get those tickets for the Biltmore Cabaret on Sunday the 22nd at 7:30 here in Vancouver, we're going to keep playing some more music by Glitter Fox. The next one I want to play is called I Feel Alone When I'm With You. They just released this song on August 13th of this year. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Glitter Fox with I Feel Alone When I'm With You.
I'm jealous till I'm not. Want you until I don't. This is worse than what we thought. Can you please drive me back home? 'Cause I feel alone when I'm with you. I feel alone when I'm with you. I can do lonely by myself. I can be alone with no one else. I love you till I'm gone. Follow you until I won't. Has a
part just begun. Cause these nights are getting old. I feel alone when I'm with you. I feel alone when I'm with you. I can do lonely by myself. I can be alone with no one else. I can do it better on my own. I can be angry all alone. I care until I'm done. I see you until I run. Give you space enough to
That was Glitter Fox, When I Feel Alone When I'm With You. Once again, if you are willing to check out Glitter Fox this Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret at 7:30, that is September 22nd, call in right now, 604-822-2487. We still have a pair of tickets, two tickets up for grabs. First caller will get them. Pretty easy. Snatch them up and you're done. I do want to say we're on the last 5 minutes of Discali. So I do want to announce that up next we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around at noon to tune in. I want to give my quick little spiel because I don't know if I'll be back on air. Hopefully someone calls in. But thank you guys so much for joining us today. I will be having another episode for you guys ready next week. If you want to reach out to me, it is _Discali_ on Instagram. So check it out. I love to post about music and I give all my updates there. And if you want to reach out to me for any sort of promotion or also want to reach out to me for any album recommendations, I would be more than happy to. I love to talk about all things music. The next song that I want to play by Glitter Fox is called Highway Forever. Depending on how we are on time, I might get to play TV. That is my personal favorite song. But this is Highway Forever by Glitter Fox.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining Discali today. I will be signing off after the song. Make sure to stick around next week and to check out Glitter Fox at the Biltmore Cabaret this Sunday. You can buy tickets at admit1.com and check them out. They're honestly super fun. I love them so much. And yeah, it's going to be a fun time. Thank you guys so much for tuning into Discali today. I'll see you guys next week.